Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast. I am in charge of my own happiness. Where I show you the disempowering trap that most people fall into, which is looking towards other people to act in certain ways to ensure your happiness. And forcing yourself to act in certain ways to ensure other people's happiness. And the key to your liberation and freedom from that prison, in order to experience the sweet relief from now being empowered to focus on your own happiness first, which then ensures you are filled up with joy, love, and abundance, and then you have lots of joy left over to bless other people's lives, rather than living a life where you are constantly depleted energetically and emotionally because you are focused on pleasing everyone else over yourself. But your liberty is at hand, so prepare yourself for quantum empowerment as you learn how to be in charge of your own happiness. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, and relationships so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. If you like this video, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at Zakiron.com for an amazing array of supportive goodies and guidance for you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of your reality. And go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success.info. The Master Keys of Success and Freedom at freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. I am in charge of my own happiness. The trap that most people fall into that imprisons them into a powerless life is looking to outside sources to make them happy rather than looking inside themselves as the source of their own happiness. And most people fall into this trap because they're taught this disempowered way of thinking their whole lives, all the way from childhood. And until a person reaches a crossroads in their life where they finally realize that seeking happiness outside of yourself and from other people is a futile act because people are unreliable and fickle with their emotions and decide. And when they finally decide to take charge of their own happiness, they will continue down the path of disempowerment, of being emotionally fragile, and demanding that other people act in certain ways to ensure your happiness, and living lives like post-war veterans with post-relationship traumatic syndrome. And the trap that people fall into every time is not knowing how to please themselves so that they don't have to rely upon others and how they act in order to feel happy. Because most people are not taught how to ensure their own happiness, and they're not taught how to get into and stay in alignment with their own inner being, which ensures your happiness every single time as soon as you make that connection and hold that connection. And they are not taught how to focus on what they like, love, appreciate, and want more of that will ensure this happiness. So those are some absolute keys for you. But instead of those inner keys of happiness, most people look to other people to please them. But it is not other people's job to please you. It's other people's job to please themselves. And that's, of course, why people act the way they do and what we describe to be and what we judge to be selfish. Oh, how can you be so selfish? Don't you know that you're supposed to selfishly only think of me? I mean, come on, people. Get a fucking clue. People look to others to like and love them to prove to themselves that they are likable and lovable. But it's not other people's job to like you and love you. That's your job to like and love yourself. Even if people do like and love you, let's say you're lovable and likable enough to be liked and loved, it's not their job to focus on you 24/7 so that you can maintain a good feeling of feeling liked and loved all day, 24/7. And if their attention just happens to stray away from you, then you, of course, will suffer. This whole scenario of looking to others for love, approval, and admiration, etc., is the core of codependence, which is essentially an extremely disempowered state on a personal level, but also a disempowered state of relationship. Because each person in each relationship is looking towards their partner and other people to love them and shower them with attention and affection, etc., so that they can feel good about themselves, which is a very disempowered state. And that holds your partner and your friends and your children and parents and siblings, etc., in a prison of hard labor, because you never give them the freedom to just be however they are. And instead, they must adhere to your demands and judgments to like and love you and act in certain pleasing ways all the time so that you can be happy. With this completely disempowered structure of relationship, it is a wonder that anyone has any healthy, happy relationships on planet Earth. And those who do, well, they have learned to primarily focus upon their own personal happiness first. And then, when they're filled up with personal joy and abundance, etc., now they have some extra joy and abundance to shower upon their loved ones and friends. But the people who don't learn this healthy relationship pattern eventually become resentful because everyone is looking towards them for their happiness and well-being, and they feel trapped and imprisoned and disempowered. This is the classic overworked, underappreciated mother scenario who just wants to check into a health spa for a month and let her family fend for themselves because she has just had enough. Or the overwhelmed, overworked, underappreciated father who works and with zero appreciation at work or at home for his labors to ensure his family's security, and decide he has had enough and decides to skip town. We always judge the mother or father who abandons their family, but they wouldn't have to take such drastic action to finally do something for their own happiness and freedom if they had been taught to focus on their own happiness first. And then, when they are filled up with joy and energy and vitality, then to focus on the family, because they have enough energy and vitality to actually give some energy and attention to their family. But unfortunately, we were taught to focus on everyone else first to try to ensure everyone else's happiness, which would supposedly ensure our own happiness, but of course it doesn't work. But everyone discovers eventually that that manner of living is not any fun, and ultimately self-depreciating and energetically draining, and ultimately damaging even to your health. Our indoctrination into this faulty and even damaging manner of living, quote-unquote living, I say that, was first taught to us by our parents, who threatened us with punishment if we did not do things that would ensure their happiness. And then the indoctrination, of course, continued to school and being taught to believe it was our jobs to make our teachers happy, and then our friends happy, and then our lovers happy, and then as we grew up, our bosses happy, etc., etc., until the disempowered pattern of relationship was set in stone. Bum, 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 bum. That is why we admire the bad boy or the bad girl who does what he or she wants and who resists authority, because we all want to say fuck you to anyone else who tells us what to do, because we all deep down know that it is our job to please ourselves, not anyone else, and it is not our job to please anyone else on planet Earth. We admire the selfish bad boy or bad girl who doesn't care what we think about them and who don't seem to care about us at all, because we secretly want to be like them, to feel free from the shackles of our self-made prison sentence of hard labor of pleasing everyone else over ourselves. We admire those celebrities and actors and musicians who are so seemingly selfishly focused, yet we judge their selfish behavior at the same time as being the wrong thing to act, wrong way to be. We all want to experience the delicious freedom of not caring what other people think about us, but at the same time, we are addicted to other people's love, approval, and affection like a drug, and we always need another fix from somebody else. But there is nothing more pathetic on planet Earth than a drug addict that will literally do anything to get their next fix, and that's how people are in relationships. They are typically freaking pathetic, but people in classically conditioned relationships are they're the exact same way. They go from relationship to relationship, from lover to lover, looking for that next fix, and from friendship to friendship for that friendship that will be loyal to them, or from that one job to another, looking for that next fix to feel good about themselves. And when they are denied that fix, they go into massive withdrawal, like they're withdrawing from heroin. Hence the classic month-long depressed or longer breakup scenario. Or even in the case of, when a partner dies. Doesn't matter where one or both of the partner, is devastated by the breakup or the loss of one of their partners, etc., etc., and they go into a massive tailspin of depression for months and months and months. The reason they're devastated is because the supposed source of their happiness has been taken away from them, but that is an absolute lie. The source of their happiness comes from within. The only reason anyone is happy interacting with anyone else is because we have decided that behavior is pleasing. But if they had never looked, if those people in those codependent relationships had never looked towards that lover or friend or parent or child or a job, etc., etc., as the source of their happiness, then there would not be drama and trauma at the end of the breakup or the loss of a friend or the loss of a partner or a lover or etc. There would be joy and excitement of looking forward towards the next adventure. Yay, the next adventure's coming. Whoa, sweet. So your freedom and your liberation lies in getting to a place where you do not rely upon anyone to be the source of your happiness. And not just relationships, but everything else that you want in your life, such as money, wealth, health, career, creativity, etc., etc. Your liberation lies in understanding that your wealth, health, career, anything you want are also not reliant upon others. It is no one else's job to make you happy, and it is no one else's job to make you successful and rich and healthy, etc., etc. That's your job. Now, that may feel pretty lonely, but the fact is, if everyone realized that each individual is in charge of creating everything that they want in their own life, then everyone would be so filled up with love and geniality and wealth and vitality and energy and generosity and abundance that everyone would have a ton of those things to share with others. This is when your relationships become co-creationships and you are co-creating amazing things together, and abundance flows in bucket loads and energy flows individually and even between you in infinite loads. This is when great companies are created and million-dollar products are created and million-dollar songs and books are written. The best creations, the most inspired creations, the most are birthed from co-creationships, not from codependent dysfunctional relationships. That is why I am in the business I am in, and why I've always been attracted to co-creative style businesses. First, it was the movie industry and making films, and because making a film is an absolute co-creation. A group of people, a large group of people nowadays, must band together to make that film into turn that film into reality. And now the business I'm in the wholesale travel field is one giant co-creation where our cooperation together, not competition with each other, but cooperation ensures each individual's success and the entire group's success and the entire company's success, on and on and on and on. And my success is ensured by helping other people succeed. In other words, the more people I can help succeed, the more I succeed, which is a total win-win. It is the most cooperative business structure, financial structure on planet Earth. And that is how you want all your relationships to be. You want them all to be win-win-win cooperations, co-creationships. You don't want any relationships with anyone where someone feels taken advantage of or lacking in some way because you've got some sort of deal going with them and you've now stopped doing the deal, as it were. But ultimately, again, it's up to the individual to get to a place where they attract co-creationships, not codependencies. So how can I kick the codependent addiction of looking to other people to be the source of my happiness? And how do I get happy every day without looking outside of myself for sources of happiness to create my happiness? Well, those are the questions of the ages and what have created religions and countless spiritual traditions and gurus and teachers. Essentially, the answer to those questions is the proverbial search for enlightenment. And the answer is in every other video and podcast I've done about focusing on things that make you happy, choosing good-feeling thoughts and choosing good-feeling things to focus upon, and disregarding bad-feeling things and bad-feeling thoughts that feel bad to focus upon. And, of course, all the other really tuned in, tapped in, turned on success teachers, channels like Abraham, etc., etc., they're all teaching this very same thing. Get happy first. So, you got to focus on things that make you happy. Choose good-feeling thoughts that feel good to think about them. Disregard bad feeling thoughts and things and stop focusing on crap. Stop watching the news. And just think about things that you like, love, and appreciate. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And when you can master this art of choosing good feeling thoughts and choosing to focus upon things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, you now make the magic connection. Always ensures your happiness. And that is when you connect to your own source, your own source self, your own inner being, your own divine inner self who is always focused 24/7 in positive directions, never, ever, 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 ever is focused on anything negative at all, ever, 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 ever. Your source is always focused upon what you like, love, and appreciate, and what you want more of. Your source is always focused upon what you want in your life, your hopes, your desires, your dreams, of what you want to create in your life. And when you focus in this manner, your happiness is absolutely 100% ensured every day, regardless of what anyone else on planet Earth is doing, and regardless of how much anyone likes you or loves you, appreciates you, or is loyal to you, etc., etc., etc. And now you can finally be the cool kid, but you're the cool kid who also cares about other people. But you care mostly about how you feel. That is your primary intention, to feel good. Because you know that when you are first and foremost focused upon feeling good, now you can be filled up. You will get filled up with lots of joy, tons and tons of well-being and love and abundance every single day. And you always have a ton more to give. You have a lot left over to give to others to help improve the quality of their lives. And you are then in an extremely powerful position of influence because The way you live your life every day is how others should live. If they truly want to be happy and self-empowered, and all they have to do is follow in your footsteps. And those people who truly want to be happy and empowered will be attracted to you, and they will want your mentorship and guidance, while others will judge you as being selfish. And that is exactly what you are, happily and divinely selfish. So be proud to be selfish, because being selfish is the key to your freedom and liberation and ultimately your enlightenment. It is the key to you being selfishly self-empowered, knowing that you alone are in charge of your happiness by thinking, saying, and doing what feels good to you. So, and that is what, that's the only creative control you have on earth. So let me read that again. Let me say that again. Being divinely selfish, you know that you alone are in charge of your happiness by thinking, saying, and doing what feels good to you, which is the only creative control you have on planet Earth, your own happiness. You're the only person who can ultimately make you happy. Let me say that again. You are the only person on Earth who can ultimately make you happy. So, here's an example. Have you ever given someone you love a gift? I mean, you shopped for it, you tuned in, man, you just knew this is going to be the best gift on planet Earth. Someone you love dearly, you knew this would just bring them so much joy, and that they would be so happy that they would shower you with love and affection, and you'd certainly get laid that night in gratitude for your awesome, loving, generous gift, but they didn't really like it that much, and you didn't get showered with love and affection, and you didn't get laid that night because they just went, oh, thanks. Well, that is how all relationships are. You have no control over other people's reactions or their moods, so give it up. Stop trying to please the world and stop trying to control the world to act differently so that you can feel better. Those are absolute futile acts and a waste of your powerful creative energy that you could be using to create more wonderful things in your life, and the overflow could then bless others. So there you go. The key to your daily happiness, which is the key to your enlightenment, and the key to your health and your wealth, and the key to money and abundance, and the key to your happy, healthy relationships. So now you have no excuse not to be happy every single day of your life. Now you have no excuse not to manifest all of your hopes and dreams and desires into physical reality, because your happiness is the key to creating absolutely everything that you desire to have in your life. So, awesome creator of immense and infinite joy and happiness, that is you. Go now and spread joy and abundance and fun everywhere you go. Be the joy fairy with your magic wand and sprinkle joy sparkles everywhere you go. But remember, joy fairy, sprinkle joy on your own life first, so joy sparkles out of you, oozes out of you like a troll when you fart, and blesses everyone everywhere you go, and blesses other people's lives without you even trying, because you're asking nothing from them. You're just sprinkling your fairy dust. So be the joyful master who gives everyone the complete freedom to be exactly how they are without your judgments and expectations and demands that they should act in certain ways so that you can be happy. Give them all the freedom to please themselves first. And then those people, you can co-create amazing things together. And you will keep attracting more amazing people who take care of themselves, make themselves happy, and then you'll just all be happy and abundant, etc., etc., together. And that's what I'm doing with my friends. And I can tell you from personal experience, it's the only way to live. Everything else just feels like you're in solitary confinement in a high security freaking prison. Now, if you need a little support, bit of support to help you become empowered to kick the codependent habit of looking towards other people for your happiness, and if you need a little bit of guidance and mentorship about how to learn to focus every single day, every single minute, every single hour on your own happiness first, so that you have lots of energy and vitality and abundance and fun and energy to shower other people with those fun things. If you need a bit of support, just an iota of support to get yourself to a place where you know absolutely 100% that you are in charge of your own happiness, then I'm happy to help you get on track with a free 30-minute guidance and coaching session. Just go to freesession.info, that's freesession.info, and let's you and I co-create amazing things together. Let's co-create amazing, healthy, wealthy, and happy lives for each other and help other people create those amazing, wonderful things for their lives as well. And let's show you how to make your dreams come true. So contact me now at freesession.info, and let's get you on the road to freedom. So thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And if you got something from it, please comment, share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, support, podcasts, and videos, etc., etc., to help you become a conscious creator of reality in your life at zakyron.com. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. And if you have a dream to travel the world and tick off your life list rather than waiting until you're the last minute when you're 65 years old to tick off your bucket list, but you don't know where that money is going to come from or the time is going to come from, well, I'm very happy to show you how to create the best things in life, the biggest jewel in life, which is time, freedom, and help you travel the world at prices that are just crazy low, anywhere from 20 to 75% off, and even how to travel for no money out of pocket. That's right. And if you're open to making some extra money on the side to pay for that amazing lifestyle that I know you want, then contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. Let's lock arms together. Let's work and play together. Let's travel the world together. And let's radically improve the quality of a lot of people's lives. That's ilovefreedom.info. My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!